Timokov Pehe, all about Amasla and about retracting statements, Shavya Nafshis type statements of Isser. I want to discuss a few interrelated haras with a particular focus on comparing some of these halachas to how they work in Choshen Mishpat and other places in Yerdea and Ebenezer. First, discussion about a very curious little chafes das. It's a discussion about something we've all discussed several times. It's nice to see what the actual Maor Makomos are on this. We have a machlokas between the Taz and the Ramah. In the case where the Ish and the Isha together made a dissimulation that they were neither when they weren't, because they wanted to ward off an ayin hara. So the Ramah struggles, as a whole tshuva, trying to explain why it's Eiske Halkin al Pihilchas HaMasla, so they can be lenient. And the Taz says he doesn't know what the Ramah wants. It's Pashut, they were Moshe Roda, there's no Shachet HaMasla, the whole Shavya Nafshe, the whole Isser never starts, and it's Adar Pashut, it has nothing to do with the Sugya of HaMasla. Chavis Das is Masber the Machlokas. He says that the Ramah of Adda agrees to the Taz, that if she would make a proper Mesiris Moda in front of Eidim, let's say, that would be fine, no problem. That, of course, the Taz is right. Like the Shach says, everyone agrees the Taz is right. The Ramah's problem is that as the Taz himself acknowledges, we're trying to make this work even though she wasn't Mesir Moda in front of anyone except her husband. So Mamela, the Chavis Das explains, Yesh Lodin, how well this fits into the Lashon Ramah, but the Chavis Das explains that what's bothering the Ramah is that even if it's true, that between themselves they have a perfectly good Moda, between themselves there's no Shaykhis to Das Baldin, there's no Shaykhis to Shavya Nafshi, there's nothing to worry about. But Basin doesn't know that. Basin's not going to take their word for it. If Luitzer, she would go and be public now, and in public, and they would have Bia together in front of Edom with Hasra, they would get Malchus. Basin doesn't care that they claim there was some kind of Moda, they can't prove it, and they have no... Basin wouldn't care. So in public, the Zichr have to be Nagisr. Basin Zichr has to be forced him to be Nagisr. Elamai, in private, they both know that there was a Moda. They both know the whole thing. She certainly knows, and he knows it was a Moda, so they know the whole thing was bogus. So he says, the Ramah held that you have to ask her such a thing anyway, even in private. And he shtells too the inin of Marazayin. Marazayin, the halacha is something that's Asr, Mepnei Marazayin, is Asr even Bechadri Chadarim. So the Chavis Das says, that's what the Ramah held, even something like that, which is only an Isra of Marasayan, is Asr B'chadri Chadarim. Certainly something like this, that based in holds, it's Asr Mikra Din, certainly has to be Asr even in Chadri Chadarim. That's what the Ramah held. And the Taz held that, no, it's not like Marasayan. He says, well, Chazal made a Gzair of Marasayan. Fine, they made a Gzair, and they Asr everything, even Chadri Chadarim. Lashenkin here, there's no gzeira, there's no tikkun chazal. It's just that Basin doesn't believe they're marda. As far as Basin knows, it's Aser. Shavi Nafshe, Hukzak Leister, it's Afya Malkus. So as far as Basin knows, Afya Malkus. In private, they can do what they want. That is what the Taz held. So basically, the Chavis Das is telling us that we have a machlokas between the Taz and the Ramah, whether something that Basin thinks is Aser, but you know is mutter. Whether you're allowed to be mekel b'chadri chadarim.
Why is it different than any other marasayin? I mean, isn't every marasayin where you're doing something that you know is mutter, but everyone else looks awesome?
But marasayin is a bazundra gzeres chazal. That midiraisa, you'd be allowed to do it even though people think it's us. It's not the pshat that they have eidim or that they know it's us or al pi eidim. It's just midiraisa. It sounds like Basin wouldn't do anything. Basin, I guess, is aware of the possibility of Chalav Shkedim or something. Chazal came along and made a Gzera. Once they made the Gzera has to ask her even Batsina. Here you're saying,
every Marasayin is from Chazal. Chalav Shkedim, for example. I don't think that's found in the Gemara.
That's from the Rishonim, from later.
The
general tour of Marasayin was a Gzera Chazal made. Do you want to know why isn't there a Gzera of Marasayin in this case, too? That it's Logara from Chalav Shkedim.
Chavis Das basically saying that every case of Marasayin was individually Nigzar?
That's what I guess Megatilla was asking. It's not clear. He says, Dafka Masha Asu Chazal Le Isra Mishu Marasayin is Asr Mashenkin Hacha Lo Asr Dover Le Isra. They were given Malkus, they don't believe him. Do you want to know why isn't it Sof Kol Sof Dalme Hacha, the fact that they believe Midaraisa that he's Asr, typically that even if they would believe him somehow, they should also be an Isra of Marasayin? I hear. I'm not sure. So either he held that there are individual Xeras from Marasayin, or I think you're right. We ask for everything, even if it's not an individual Xera.
Or it's specific scenarios. It's not a specific case by case, but Bas Rechal,
I think the post can extend it pretty broadly. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know enough about Marasayin to really. I hear the horror. I don't know enough about Marasayin, but the basic point in Lumbus, putting aside the Chashash Marasayin, is that the Chavis Das is claiming that there's machlokas and something which the post aren't asterisking al Marasayin, but are just asterisking because Basin doesn't believe you. Are you allowed to do it b'chadrei chadarim? And he brings the sugya in, brings the sugya in Krisus. It talks about what happens when there's a stira between Edom and Hilchas Tumah and Tahara. Edom say you're Tumah, you know you're Tahar. Whether you bring a carbon, he brings the sugya over there, and he comes out, and the whole machlok is there, it's only got by carbon, whether you can bring a carbon by Azara. But Avadi, he says that you yourself, to do what you want, but Tzina, he says, is mutter, I'll pee the sugya over there. The Achronim asks, the Achronim point out, that the Chavestas missed, doesn't acknowledge a discussion of this sugya in the Bukhara Shar, that, at least according to Rav Avadia, that apparently is the classic discussion of this sugya. The Bukhara Shar brings a machlokas Rambam and Ravid about that sugya in Krisus. What happens when there's a flat-out contradiction between the Edim and you? The Edim say, we're absolutely sure we know what happened, and you were Tameh and you chayav a carbon. He says, it's absolutely not true. I know what happened and I didn't do it, or not chayav a carbon. So we have machlokas Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam says that the Edim are Nemanim and you bring the carbon. Amr l'shnayim, Tamei ha'yisikish nechnastel ha'mikdash, b'faneinu netmeisev, yadata shata tamei. Everything. We know you did it. We know you were Tamei. We know you went to the Mikdash. We know you were mazed. Nothing to talk about. So it doesn't matter. Even if he has a migu, there was time in between. He could have said tavalti. It doesn't matter. Hol the hikdash is Edim. The Edim flat out, rachel b'tchaktana, contradict him. He says, lo netmeisev me'olam, hare'ilu nemanim, u'mevi carbon al piyam. The Rambam says you follow the Edim against what you know is true and you bring a carbon. The Ravid says that is not true. The Ravid says that if you know it's not true, then you don't bring a carbon. So the Bukhara Shar says, Bukhara Shar talks about two cases. His first case is the case we always discuss. If Edim knows something is Asur and you know it's Mutter, can you eat it Pitzina? But for Asi, he says, Avadi, you can. Basin stops you, and it sounds like he holds, even if Basin's not strong enough like today, they can't do anything to you. It sounds like he holds that you should have, I guess, what the Declaration of Independence calls a decent respect for the opinion of mankind. But for Hesia, it's not an issue, he says. But Pitzina, you would be allowed to do it, Lefi the Ravid. The Ravid says that if you know what you know, you do what you know. As long as Basin's not involved, the public's not involved, you do what you know. Midach Isi says, the Rambam says, you do what the Edim know. Now, he says something very cute. He says, what is Pshat of the Rambam? What's the Havana of the Rambam? He says, you could learn that you're wrong. Okay, you have to admit that you're making a mistake. People are infallible. If the Edom know, if the Edom say, if I care, you have to invite the Yadnas to the Edom. He says that's not the Pshat of the Rambam. He brings a famous Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah. The Rambam's talking about Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says that because we were at Har Sinai, we saw what happened, and we know what happened. If another Navi comes and tells us Fakert, it doesn't matter, he says. And the Rambam's lashon is, L'maha davar dome, L'edim she'idu la'adim al davar shirah be'enav, she'ena k'mo shirah, e'na shemeh elahem, el'yodea b'vadish n'edei shakar. A person knows something is true, his knowledge is overrides what Edom say, and he remains committed to what he knows. So says the Bukhara Shar, Avada, the Rambam doesn't mean here in Hilchos Shkagos that you have to be misupuk in what you think you know because of the Edom. Avada, the Rambam acknowledges that you know that you're right. Afal pikein, kachu adin, that you have to act al pi the Edom, whatever the reason for that is, kach kavatara, that in terms of hanhagas hisirater, you have to be nohag al pi the Edom. Says the Bukhara Shar, so Mela, in his case of the Machalas Asuros, if Edom say it's Asur and you know it's Mutter, and you want to eat a Pitzina, according to the Ravid, it's Mutter because you're allowed to act, you're supposed to act, you're allowed to act, all people you know it's true, and according to the Rambam, it would be Asur because a person's Mechuyiv to act, even Menel Ben Atzmo, I'll pee what the Edom say. So Mela, his Hachra is that if a person wants to eat this machal, he should only do it l'tzarach gadol because he should be choshish for the Rambam that you're not allowed to eat the food even b'tzin. Then he discusses another case. He discusses, what about a case where you made a shavya nafsha, you said it's asur, Edim come to Beis Din and say mutter. The ikar lahalacha is, it doesn't matter that shavya nafsha is yosri me Edim. Even if Edim say it's mutter, we paskin that you have to be no yisr. So again, for Hesky, there's no shayla. If you want to come to Basin without a proper amasla, without any reason, without any valid basis for attracting your shavya nafshe, and you want to say a schok or whatever, I didn't mean it, Basin's going to say, sorry, it doesn't matter. You have to be machmer. And even though the Edom said it's mutter, and you say that you never meant it, it doesn't matter. If you don't have an amasla, Basin's going to be kofi you to act alpi your shavya nafshe. But Pitzina, again, he says, Pitzina, again, l'tzarach gadol, you can be mekel. His lashon is, this is where I have a problem with something Rav Avadia says. Nearly, he says also, B'din ha'amar davar ze asurhu, be'edim hechishu, the kind of shavim nevashesh of the Asura against Edim, lo yachal afilu b'nelo b'natzmo, Af pi sheyodea she'emesim ha'edim, the edim are telling the truth that it's mutter, and he himself, rak she'asla de'eza masla grua, for some reason he said it was us, or he doesn't have a proper amasla, so he can't retract it in Beis Din. Shelo haminu lo la'atira alav, v'nishur hu b'yisura, he has to ask her, le'yoch la'filu b'nolo v'natmo, ki'im le'eza tzorach gadol. Again, here he's mekel tzorach gadol. So I understood, again, that the heter l'tzarach gadol is the same heter based on the Ravid, which the Chikrei Lev apparently says, and have a chance to look it up. Most Rishonim hold like the Ravid, that the heter, again, is that the Ravid holds that be'ikr you do based on what you know, and if you know it's mutter, culture can hear where Edom say it's mutter, if you know it's mutter, and that your statement of Isser was bogus, you should act based on the idea that it's mutter. Rav Avadia says something very strange, which I really don't...
If Shavian Ashay is something, the etzem that creates Isser, then even if, and the halacha dictates that there's no such thing as an amasla to undo that creation of Isser of Shavian Ashay, so then it shouldn't matter that you know. What does that mean, you know it was bogus?
It sounds like you mean to refer to, you're alluding to the sheet that says Shavian Ashay is a din neder. It's not a din amanas, it's a din of... You are actually Shavya Chadichadisura Ayyadei Neder. Yeah, so that's a good Haralachar. If it's taka true that it's a Dineder, then it wouldn't necessarily matter that you know it's not true. It doesn't matter what you know, it's too late. Do you really matter? Yes, I don't know if you mean Raya from this. He's not going to feed that Shita, but yeah, Shalad.
But also, wouldn't the Amasla say that it's not a Neder? Then.
That becomes the whole question, how a masla works. Obviously, a masla does work for Shavi and Afshe, as you see in Ar Simon, and you see all over Yordain and Ebenezer, so obviously, a masla somehow works. The question is here, you don't have a real amasla, you said Hilchus amasla, which is you personally know that you were doing a Teres Chok, which is normally not an amasla, but here you know, right? So that's the question. If it's that's what gets very tricky in all these Chakiris of Neder. Yeah, most of the halachas in Shulchan Aruch have to make sense lefi both shitas. So that's the question. However you understand how a masla works, should you also understand that your personal yediyah works or not? That's an interesting question. I'm not sure. I have a clear position on that. But the
what was the case there?
The first case was simply Adam said it's Asur and you know it's Mutter. And that's a straightforward thing. He says Yishu Machmel Chachilah Lefi the Rambam to be Noheg L'Chomer Alpi the Edim, but Bitzarach Gadol you can make it like the Ravid, that as long as you know it's mutter, it's fine. Second case was, you know it's mutter, you said it was Usher, for whatever reason, Schok or something. Beis Din takes it as a Shavya Nafshe because you don't have a proper Amasla. Edim came and said it's mutter, but the Edim aren't believed because you made a Shavya Nafshe, and since you don't have an Amasla, your Shavya Nafshe is going to override the Edim L'Chomer. Here again, he says you can make it a tzarach gadol. So, I don't really understand. I thought it was pretty clear that this Bukhara Shar again is when he says you can make it a tzarach gadol, he means again like the Ravid, that the Ravid holds that when at the end of the day, what you do with chadri chadarim, you can do whatever you want. I'll pee what you know. Rav Avadia at one point says that this is actually considered going via the Rambam, that the Edom are Nemanim. I don't understand that. You don't need the Edom here. The Rambam, Pashas Devar, is not so much you go with the Edom. The Fidah Rambam, the Hezbollah, is you go with what Beis Din believes. And here, Beis Din believes Yoshavi and Afshah. I would have said the Heter here is, again, Tzarach Gadol is via the Ravid. But Echshia, then that...
It's in fair care, meaning here you have less of a reason to go via the Edom. At least the first din where the Rambam is the Edom are Ne'manim. Here the Edom aren't even Ne'manim Yikar din. So especially the way Rav Avadia said it, that the whole din is that even though you know you're right, but you have to follow the Edom, here, because the din says follow Edom, here the din says don't follow Edom. So it's more schwer to say that it's Matos the Edom.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'll call upon him, so the Marsham and the Das Torah and the Rav Avadia repeatedly points out that this basic Shal of the Chavos Das seems to be totally in the Shal of the Bukhara Shar and the other Achronim based on the Sram and Ravid or other Makaras. What is the Halacha? Shal Meshav says already that the Chavos Das missed the Bukhara Shar, that this is a Machlokas Kedum Mataka, whether a person, Bechadri Chadarim, has to be Noheg, Kefi, what Beis Din thinks, or Kefi the halacha of what Beis Din believes, or as opposed to what he knows to be true. Rav Avadia has another major machlokas, and Rav Avadia is very busy with the shayla. What do you do about making a bracha on the tefillah in these cases? If you made a Shavya Nafsha and Beis Din says you can't retract it because you don't have a good amasla, make a brach on the tefillah. He's very busy with this question. You know that you're mutter, so that's vayter. He gets into this type of masumata. Call upon him. That's one point. I don't have anything more to say about this, but that's just one inyan. Whether that this chavas das is a major maramakum in the sugya of whether a person's allowed to be noig betzina alpi what he knows to be true and what Beis Din doesn't believe. Now there's another chavas das I want to talk about a little bit. Because the Teshuva brings very briefly the case where the Isha said Tmei Ani, and then time passed and she could have potentially gone to the mikveh, and then a few weeks later she comes in and says, you know, really I was derech schok, I didn't mean it, I wasn't really Tmei in the first place. So halacha is the Shulchan Aruch says basically in that case you're not believed. Without an amasli you can't be chozer. Ask the Chavis Das, what about the fact that you have a migu? You could have said that you could have said that you went to the mikvah. You didn't say that. Instead, you said that you never meant in the first place. It was derech schok to begin with. But you could have said you went to the mikvah. So you have a migu. So does that migu work? So the Chavis Das says originally he wasn't sure. Nistapachti. Achrayon, he comes out that you are not nema. First he brings a raya from the Gemara. Then he says, and then he's masber that the reason is. Brings in Tochis Pilpul. He gives a Tosefis Hesber for why you're not nema. And he says, because when you say that you're Aser, you made Shavya Nafshich Dicha Disura, as we just said before, the halacha is, even if Edom come and say that what you said wasn't true, it doesn't matter. Once you make Shavya Nafshe, then you can't retract it. So how can Migu be better than Edom, he says? If Edom would come along and say that you were lying when you said it, it doesn't matter. You said it, unless you have an Amasla, it stays. So your Migu can't be better than Edom. Migu lo adif me Edom, and therefore, it is Aser, and that's how the Piskei Tshuva is Machlet. So, I want to shtel to a similar discussion in Chashon Mishpat. Here, without an Amasla, you're not believed, and the Rambam, the Sefer Truma, the Shach brings from the Rambam, the Sefer Truma. What does it mean you don't have an Amasla? What are you saying? So, you're saying, Derech Schalk Vehitl. You're saying you never meant it. That's not called a good Amasla. We'll discuss maybe why a little bit soon, but that's not called a good Amasla. And therefore, you are not Neman without an Amasla. Now in Chazon Mishpat, there are certain cases where saying Meshatani Bach, I was joking, which sounds a little like Schok V'Hitzel, we'll discuss what the Chalukim are soon maybe. There are certain cases where you are Neman to say that, and certain cases where you are not Neman. For example, if you said Atem Edai, classic example, you said Atem Edai, you can no longer say Meshatani Bach. If when you made the Hodah, you prefaced it by formally saying Atem Edai, or in front of Beis Din, you can't say Meshatani Bach. Similarly, the Ramah brings a din that ends a Meshata B'Shas Misa. If you said it, a Shchimra said it, B'Shas Misa. Weiter, we say you can't say Meshata. So there give us a Tzirurim in the Poskim that you can't say Meshatani Bach. So, Claire's the Ksos. Claire's the Shach. What if you have a Migu? What if, let's say, a person made a Hodah that he borrowed money, Reuven made a Hodah, B'Shas Misa, Atem Edai, that he borrowed money from Shimon, that he owes Shimon money, he has an outstanding debt to Shimon. 2 weeks later, he comes into Beis Din and says, you know, I said that thing that I owed Shimon money, Ladam, I was Meshata, so Beis Din sort of mean Meshata, you can't say Meshata, you were, we don't believe you're Meshata, a person wouldn't be Meshata. He says, yeah, but I have a Migu. 2 weeks passed, I could have said Parati, so why don't I have a Migu? Believe me that I never really asked a Migu that I could have said, Migu that I could have just said Parati, a simple way out. So the Shach, Shtel Zavek, the Shach brings a raya from Rishonim that you're not Neman. You can't do that, even with a Migu. Rishonim are not Masber. Why? So the Shach says, on his own, the Shach gives a Hezber. The Shach says, Hodlam Hamim Migu, nearly a time, Navik Migu Makamed, Danan Sade, that there's an anan sadi that you aren't being mishata, and since we neman klar that it was a vade hodah, you can no longer use a migu. Mashem mikan, the general klal, the shach says, kol heichadavi hodah, for example, atamedai, other tziurim, even if the edim aren't here. The edim aren't here to tell you atamedai, you have a migu, you can deny the whole thing. You could say, I was never moda b'chlal. You come to Beis Din and admit that you're moda in front of edim, that you say, but it wasn't true. Even I said in front of Edom, I was one of those rare people who even in front of Edom are Meshata. Shach says, nope, can't use a Migu, even though you have a Migu, given to Vade Hoda, that you are Chayav, Shach brings other riots. So that is the Shach's Avekshtel, that you can't use a Migu to say Meshata in a case where Meshata wouldn't be Neman Mikra Din. And the Peshat is, because it's like a Chazaka. It's Klar that you weren't Meshata. your claim that you were, even with a migu, isn't going to work. And the Ktzos says the same thing. The Ktzos says, Imod b'fneidim atem edai. And now you have some migu de paratis. The Ktzos says, are you going to say you're neman to say mishate in a case where mishate wouldn't be oiskehalten al pidin? Avadanat, he says, that there's a mistama vadai, lo lahashur tniskavein, applies migu makam chazaka. And again, you are not neman. So that's very similar to what the Chavos Da'as is saying. The Chavos Da'as is saying, if we have a situation where al pidin, we don't find the taina of hashtar credible. You can't say a bataras amasla, even when you have a migu. It applies migu makam chazaka, migu makam edim, migu makam shavi anafshe. Even edim couldn't do it, and so on. So it sounds like it's pretty much the same yisod.
Yeah, the slight difference is that by the Chavos Da'as, he's saying that if Edim wouldn't work here, then Amigu definitely wouldn't work here.
Right.
And the Shach, Edim would work there.
Well, it's not clear. I don't know what would happen. If the halacha is also Edim don't work against Hadas Baldin. If you say Lavisi and Edim say Lolov, you're Chayev. The Hadas Baldin does work against Edim. The Shaila is here.
If they would say, if they would have said that he paid.
Yeah, but he didn't say he paid her. He admitted he didn't pay over here. The case was he had Amigu, he could have said paid. That's the same thing here. Amigu, he could have said Tavalti. He didn't say Tavalti. Instead, he said, I never meant it in the first place.
You would be neman to say parati even 2 weeks later, or only
yeah.
at the time of the
No, 2 weeks later. You could say, as long as there's no shtar, you can say parati whenever you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there are shitas that if you love a beidim, you can't. That if he's tavei, you and basing, you can't say parati. There are certain serum where you can't say parati. We're talking about cases in bederach klal, you can say parati even 2 weeks later. So it's a very similar thing, and I suspect there too. I don't know what would happen if Edom would come along and say we know you were mishata. I don't know how they could know if they somehow knew he was mishata. Could we would bite to say Edom not neman since he made a hodah? It doesn't matter. Kalpan, this is the same idea that we don't use migus in a case where your shvacha masla, your shvacha chazara, doesn't work. There is this idea that we're not going to use migu to let you say it. Now. We mentioned before that here, the Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Sefer HaTrumah say that you can't say Derech Schok. The Shulchan Aruch didn't bring that Lashon for some reason, even though it says Derech always to bring the Rambam, but Lemaisa, Shulchan Aruch left it out over here. Shach puts it in, that even that the Taina of Schok in Hitol is not a Taina. So what about in Chosh Mishpat? Can a person say, he makes a Hadas Baldin, that it was Derech, that no, it's not, it wasn't really Mode, it was only Derech Schok for Hitol, so that sounds like the Taina of Mishata. So this question is really raised by the Ktzos. The Ktzos goes on a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Shach. The Gemara just says a person could say Meshata Nibach, unless it was a Temedai, a person could say Meshata Nibach. But there is a machlokas Rishonim, machlokas Akronim, whether that applies only when the Toveah was Toveah him and he responded by making a Hadas Baldin, then he could say Meshata, or even out of the blue, he came in one day and walked over to the Toveah and said, I want to remind you, I owe you money, and then he comes back and says Meshata. What's the Shaila? The Rishonim who say that it's only when he was Tovei you, they say, Stamazem Meshata is not Neman, you wouldn't do it. If the person came with Tovei you, both, and that according to you it was a Taina Shloka Din, you can say later to Basin, Kishem Sheshtisa B, you played games with me, you were Tovei me something that wasn't true, so I played games back with you. I said, yeah, I owe you the money. You came to me with nonsense, I answered you back with nonsense. But that's a Taina. Mashenkin Stamazay, Hashtar out of the blue is not Neman. And other posts can say there's no Chiluk. Person could always say Meshata Nibach. So the Ktzos brings a raya to the Shita that you could only say Meshata Nibach in a case where he was Tevei, you not out of the blue. The Ktzos' raya is Gufa from Erev Siman. The Ktzos says that Shteitan Rambam, not Shulchan Aruch, but Shteitan Rambam, that of an Isha says Tevei Anilach, and then she wants to say that it was Derech Schok Amarti Lecha, Einan Amenas. Says the Ktzos, Hare Mavur, Derech Schok is not Neman, you need a real Masla, like the Masla of Imcha, of Achoscha. The Rambam says the same thing about Mekudeshes and Ilach. There also the Rambam says that you need a proper Masla. Without an Masla, you can't just say, I didn't mean it. So there, I don't know if he spells out Schok, but the Ktzos understands there too, you can't just retract what you're saying without a proper Masla. That means who wasn't Schok is not Neman, Meshata is not Neman. Says the Ktzos, if you see that even Legabe Yisurim, you can't just say Meshata without a proper Amasla. Then he says, Mikolshkein in Mamanus. Why is it a Kolshkein? So the Ktzos claims, refers back to something he said, which we'll discuss in a minute. The Ktzos claims that Amasla in general doesn't work for Chosher Mishpat Bechlal. Amasla, the whole Asugya of Amasla in Erev Siman is only something that works for Isser, not for Chosher Mishpat. And yet by Isser it does. So even Isser, which is more Kal, the Ktzos says, still, we see that Meshata is not an acceptable taina, only real Amasla and not Hashta. Kolshkein, when it comes to Chazon Mishpat, that a masla doesn't work, then Kolshkein, when it comes to Chazon Mishpat, the masla doesn't work, Kolshkein, Stamatayna Hashta, which is the equivalent, he says, of Schok Vehitel, is also not going to work. So what does work? What works is if he was to vey you and you answered back, then you could say, Keshem Shashtisi B, Kachashtisi Bach. So I, a masla doesn't work. That so says the taina of Meshatani Bach in response to a taina shaloka din, or the taina of Adam Asi Shalol has Bias Banav, another taina the Gemara has that a person in certain cases can make a hadah because he doesn't want people to know that he's rich. He wants people to think that he has less than he has. Those tainas are even better than a masla. The so says those tainas hashta in response to a bad taina, or tainas hasba Shalol has Bias Atma. Those tainas are so good they're even better than a masla. The Ksos is Gadari, that's not something subjective, it's not something that's circumstantial, specific to this case. Hashta obviously is, it's in response to a bad taina. That's something that Chazal were kaveh, Chazal knew, that kach derech ha'olam, that's something that's stronger than a regular amasla. Ksos's lashon is that so it says back in Simon Pei where he discusses this general klal that you don't see a masla. The Ksos explains that why is the taina of Hashda and Hasba better? So the Ksos says, brings other rayas, those two tainas are better. Dafka b'tainas Hashda v'Hasba neman l'fisha derech kol ha'olam ba'olam ra'al derech Hashda v'Hasba. I guess you don't say that derech kol ha'olam is to make excuses when the husband's mother's around. That's something that some people might do, but it's credible, but it's not something which is like an umdana that kol ha'olam do it. I call upon the Ksos is coming out that there are three hagdaras. There's chok v'hitel, that never works, not for Isser, not for Chosh and Mishpat. There is an ordinary amasla, which works for Isser and doesn't work for Chosh and Mishpat. And then there's a special amasla of Hashta and Hasba that works for everything, even Chosh and Mishpat. So, just to turn to the Ksos now a little bit, the Ksos raises this question: do we say a masla in the context of Chosh and Mishpat or not? It's a surprisingly unclear point. So earlier, Acharon already discussed it. The Ksos himself brings some of the Kadmonim among the Sfardim. There's also a discussion about it in Evan Ezer. Anyway, in Shulchan Aruch Neven Ezra talks about a case of a woman who's a Veres Haldas, like in that Sugya and Ksuvas. And Kuf Tesvav. That's fine, I'll be okay with that. So in Kuf Tesvav, it talks about a woman who was moda that she was Mizan, or moda she was a Veres Haldas. The halacha is, she taka forfeits her Ksuva, she's Yotzi below Ksuva. What about an Amasla? So the Chalchim Chokik and the Beish Shmuel over there are both Masbir, that maybe, even though the Shulchan Aruch does say Amasla, they're both limited very much. They say it's only if it's an immediate Amasla, but you know, they say once she left Beis Din, at that point we have to be choshesh that Shema al-Fuha l'shaker. Maybe people told her, you better take that back, you better have an Amasla because you're going to lose a lot of money by admitting what you just admitted. So even though he starts by saying that particular Svara, he ends up by saying more generally that we only find Amasla in Isser and not in Chosh and Mishpat. The Ksos himself goes with the Shita very strongly. He says, we only find Amasla l'gabe Yisurim, not like Gabbai Chosh and Mishpat, and he brings a raya from Arsig Gegufa that some of the Rishonim said that an Isha, then Ksuvas Chavbeis, that says that when the Isha says Mekudeshes, that when she says Taharani, and then she says, and then she says, when she says Shishishani, and then she said Pnuyani, so she's Nemenes with an Amasla, the Amasla of Anashim Shenim Huganim, or other Amasla, she's Nemenes. However, some Rishonim say there are, that's only if she never said Mekudeshes any Laploni. Once she said Laploni, then she can't be mafkia herself from him, even with an amasla. The Ksos says, state klar, black and white, that you can never use an amasla in a dispute you have with somebody else. Whenever somebody's coming to you with tvias and tainas, amasla is not mala and marid. So kolshkein, when the whole sichsuk to begin with is chosh and mishpat, it's not an isra dikashayla bechlal, amasla plays no role. So the Ksos is not really masbir why exactly it should be different, why the halachas in lumdus, why amasla should be different in Chosh and Mishpat and Isser, but the Ksos repeatedly shtels avek this klal that we don't say a masla in Chosh and Mishpat, only in Yerideya and the Chelik of Avnezer, which is Negei Isser Rehat. The truth is he brings a machlokas kadmonim about it. Before the Chelik of, he brings early achronim Chuvas Marash Halevi, and the Marash Halevi said that it does, that, and he says, Faker, it's a kal v'chomer. im hekilu be'ervachamura kol shkem imamun akal. Marashtam also held like that. And the Marachason said no. Marachason said avada not. It's not true. A person makes a das baldin. There is no such thing as an amasla. And the Ksos himself is machria like that. Shita strongly brings a raya from the Ra. And the Ksos says that avada. That avada the ikur is like marachason lo mahani amasla b'mamon like the raya from the ra, and hashda and hasbar are different as we said before. But the ksos is machriya that when it comes to b'radim l'chaveiro, when it comes to the amamonus, you don't say amasla, and hashda and hasbar are special cases. I want to just mention one svara of the Nodbi Yehuda, which comes up in Ebn Ezer, which is a very important svara. We were discussing before, why can't you say derech tzchok v'hitl? The Ksos doesn't really explain why. The Ksos just says that since you see that in your day you can't say tzchok v'hitl, so huadin choshen mishpat. Kol shken choshen mishpat, where regular masels don't even work, l'fi his shita, kol shken you can't say tzchok v'hitl. The question is, what's takap shat? Why is tzchok v'hitl not a good amasla? It's not a chronim amashma, it's just not a good amasla, because it's not plausible. People don't do that. People don't joke, even though the Aruch HaShulchan and others say there is such a thing as derech hanashim. It's a joke like that. They say that kind of derech nashim is distinct, and you notice it right away, and if you don't notice it, it's not plausible. Some Aruchim seem to learn just, Matthias, it's just not a very good amasla. There is the one other svara, which we should mention, which might, I think Yonason said that suggested this, and there is one other svara, which is a very important svara in amasla, that is the chiddush of the Nodbi Yehuda. There is extensive discussion of Amasla and Ebn Ezer in the case. Halacha is Meinekes Chaveiro is Asr. You're not allowed to marry a nursing woman unless you're the father. If you're the father of the kid, Machzer Grushasa, or even if it was Derek Snus, you're allowed to marry the woman. But if it's someone else's child, if she's pregnant, if she gave birth from someone else's child, you're not allowed to marry her. There are many, many cases where the post can look for a terim. Specifically, there were many cases where people were together Biznus. Then he wanted to marry the woman and marry the mother of his child. The question always was, is he Naaman to say that he's the father? We don't often know who's the father. If he's Naaman, then great, then it's Mutter. If he's not Naaman, we have a big problem. So Poskim dealt with many cases where initially when the woman or her family accused him of being the father, he denied it. And subsequently he admitted it, and then he wanted to marry her. They paid him off, or he just had charata, whatever it is, he changed his mind. So one of the big deunim of the Poskim is the Shavya Nafshe. When he originally said, it's not my child, at that point he's saying, she's a Meinekes Chaveiro and I'm allowed to marry her. And the Mela, now that he's being Chazir, maybe it's too late. Shavya Nafshe Chedicha Disura. So one of the Tzadeh Heter the post can have is a Masl. Let's say he tells us why he said no originally. Let's say he says, because they were trying to extort money from me, or I was embarrassed, there's a lot of Busha involved. There are reasons why he said what he said originally, and now he has charat, and now he wants to do the right thing. Now they're you know, not extorting the money from him, whatever it is. Now he wants to be chozer. So the Nodbi Yehuda. So the many poskim were done mikach amasla. So the poskim have all kinds of other reasons why there might not be a masla. Some people say you would never deny your own child. Such a thing you would never do. Some poskim say that to masik a toelis is no masla, it's only to be docha hezek, it depends what the pressure was, and all kinds of svaras in the acronym, whether or not you do or don't have an amasla. I'm not going to get into all the svaras, but one particularly interesting svara is an Nodbi Yehuda svara. Nodbi Yehuda wants to say, all the maslas we find in Shas, he says, are always with something changed. The first people, the woman, the Gedola Benoi, originally people coming to her were Eina Muhuganim, and now the people she wants to get married to are Muhuganim. Originally the Eisha Shmuel was less Bichela, and now she has Chela. Originally there was a ketat, and now there's no ketat. Originally, at least, I thought it was dam nida, now I think it's dam maka. There's always something that changed. It says Nodbi Yehuda, if nothing changes, if the people coming to you originally were Einam Muhuganim, so you said Mekudeshes, and you said, all right, you know, says, I'm willing to marry an Einam, I'm getting older, I'm willing to marry, I mean, maybe older is called changing also, I don't know, but I'll call upon him. She just says, okay, I'm willing to marry an Ish Einam Muhugan, so I take it back. It was only because originally I had higher standards. Says in Nodbi Yehuda, lo matzinu that's an amasla. If nothing changes, just your returners change, that you don't find is called an amasla. He admits there's no hachacha one way or another, but he tries to argue based on a diuk from the sugya that the whole amasla b'chalal is a chiddush, and each extension of it is a chiddush, and havud lalosif ala, and elach bo'alach hidusho. And he tries to argue that without a raya, we have no right to extend amasla to a case where nothing actually changed except your preferences changed. The Mela, in his case, Nodbi Yehuda says, where initially when they came to him and said, you're the father of the child, and he said, no, I'm not. And then he said, yes, I am, and now he wants to marry her. Nothing changed. Mitchilavad Sof, in his case at least, nothing changed. Mitchilavad Sof, everything was the same. Just originally he decided he wanted to brazen it out and abandon the woman and not get involved, and later he decided he would rather marry her. And after all, so in that case, he wants to say, ain't lahakil. That's not a valid amasla because nothing changed. So Meili Yesh Ladon, in the case of Schalk Vehitel, if she has no explanation, just yesterday I was doing Schalk Vehitel, and today I decided I want to play it straight. So again, if she's saying I had no chayla, I had a reason for the Schalk Vehitel, fine, that's a real amasla. But if she has no reason, if she can't point to any ktat or any circumstance except for the fact that yesterday I was in a funny mood and today I'm in a serious mood, that apparently is not called a change. A shinui in rutzen, and Nadi Yehuda has it sad, is not called a change, and therefore... and therefore that would not be a valid amasla according to Nadi Yehuda. I just want to close with one thing which I really don't understand. The Aruch HaShulchan also discusses this question about Tzchok V'Hitl. He compares Choshen Mishpat to Evan Ezer. The way he brings it is, Yesh Me'agadolim, he says, that we're Mesupuk if the Taina of Hashtah works like it works for Mammon. Says Aruch HaShulchan, no it doesn't. Vade Lamahani, Hashtah is not Mestaver. And even Hashtah in Choshen Mishpat only works when someone was Tevei Yushalok Adin. So who had in here, Hashtah doesn't work, because the Baal is never Tevei Her Shalok Adin. The Baal has a right to be Tevei Her. So here, he's Machriya, like the Shitas that say, you can only say Mishata when he's Tevei you first, and there, and improperly, and then that never happens by Evan Ezer. That never happens in our case of Yeridea of Nida. I don't know who he had in mind when he says, Yesh Me HaGedolim Shestapek Imahani Amas Lazu, he says Ketzos. As far as I understood, the Ksos goes just opposite. The Ksos starts from the starting point. The Meshata doesn't work in Yeridea, and he uses that as a riot to say, Gufo Tarach HaShulchan says that Hu Adin in Choshen Mishpat, the Meshata can't be a Taina unless he was Meshata first. Tarach HaShulchan says he has somebody who's Mesupuk in Yeridea Gufa. I'm not sure who that is. Tarach HaShulchan does come out that if the Baal was Makir originally, that the Isha never meant it, then that's fine. Rav Adi also is Machriya that way. He says you should be Goer, Bob, and Azifa for playing games like this. But Rav Forst also says you should never play games. But Rav Adi is a little stronger. Rav Adi says what you should do to the woman is you should make sure she doesn't do it again. I don't want to misquote him as saying you should yell at people, right? He says, Noshim do it because they're Kalos Das. He says, Roy Linzovbo, Las Hero, Baltozo, Las Oskane. He brings some Akhran of Huamakhra, but he also agrees, Ladina to the Aruch HaShulchan, that if it was Nikr, Bashas, Maisa, that's fine, and that is not Usher.